Hey, everybody. Welcome into Vikings Connected. This is Ben Liebert. My name's Erin Newberg. We are your co-hosts, and this show is all about you. So make sure you use hashtag Vikings Connected to be a part of the show on all of your social media.
That's right. And this week, so we have Words with Teammates with two specialists. We have our Nacho Award, which we have every week. And then this week, we're going to go behind the scenes at Players Media Day.
How many times have I gone to prom?
Teddy Bridgewater has gone to prom twice because he's still a junior in high school.
Some of your favorite players interact in some of their bloopers as they get ready for the season. Well, it is the players' bye week, and they have left the station, so to speak. Just because they're leaving the station doesn't mean that we still can't have fun.
I've been waiting for this moment for months, and it's finally here. Oh, my God! Woo! Listen to that horn! Oh, my God! Oh, she's beautiful! This is special.
So every week we take two players and we mash their faces together to create one look.
Yes.
Like that. So we call it face mash. Take a look at the two players this week.
All right. Well, here it is. The two faces mashed together. Who is this high schooler?
Who is this little baby? Like, truly, truly it's a little baby this time. Right?
This is not two professional athletes, like, smashed together, is it?
It looks like, I don't know, like the guy next door in high school, right?
Yeah, it's like that cute boy down the street.
With big ears.
Yeah, with grandpa ears.
So the answer comes up in a little bit, right?
Yes, so we're going to get into your tweets first, and we'll get into who's in the face mash later. So let's check out your tweets. So last week, we asked you guys what you're going to do on the Vikings bye week. So let's take a look at what some people are going to do.
All right, first, Aaron, I like your picture. Nice guns. Okay. But Aaron's going to be watching all of the Vikings games I've recorded and watch them all, and I'll be wearing my purple gear. So it's basically like the Vikings are playing.
Is that the old tongue in cheek? Do you think he's being sarcastic? Do you really think that he's watching all the Vikings games back?
I don't know. I take his word for it.
I guess I do too. Okay, so then we have Kylie. She's going to get a tattoo.
Nice, Kylie. Better be purple.
It better be. That's what we don't know is what type of tattoo.
I heard it was just going to say Ben.
I think it's going to have a dragon on it somewhere.
I heard it was going to be a Viking horn. That would be the best. Send us a picture of it, Kylie.
Oh, yes, please do. Kylie, send us a picture of the new tattoo.
Okay, Matthew is going to relax and enjoy time with the family, waiting for the next game when we can get back on the winning track. Family? Shoot.
That's overrated.
Sundays are for yourself.
Yes. Kyle is going to go duck hunting.
With the boys?
With the boys.
How do you say that?
Yee-yee! I don't know.
That's not proper duck hunting attire, by the way, Kyle.
Is that what young people do now?
What?
They say, yee-yee!
I guess.
Well, this guy's going hunting, too. The pheasant hunting opener.
Do you know what that
is? And this is what pheasants say. We get it. All right, and the last one, Mr. Purple
Guy. Same as me, crying.
Yeah, probably for different reasons.
Can't stop.
All right, so now I get to pick the winner this week, and you get $100 to Lottery Bearded Bucks, courtesy of the Minnesota State Lottery, and it's going to be Kylie.
Because
she's going to get a permanent tattoo, probably not of a dragon, guessing something Vikings related.
Hopefully.
So we don't really know what you're going to get tattooed, but I'm going to say that you're going to get a Vikings tattoo, and that's the most Vikings thing you could ever do on a bye week is get a tattoo.
Right?
Of your favorite team.
If you're a real fan, that's what real fans do.
Yeah.
Also, if you're a real fan, send in some videos and pictures. Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
Next week, I'm picking the winner, and I think I'm going to pick the first person to send in a video.
Well, you'll have a better chance
of winning
the $100 to the Lottery Bearded Bucks if we see videos.
We like to see you in action.
Yeah, we like to see videos. But for now, and for this week.
Might make me cry.
Kylie, you're the winner. Congratulations. Yay! See how I did that?
Yeah, I did.
I brought in the tweet things.
That's how you duck call.
That's how
if anyone's
duck, call.
Duck hunting this weekend.
And that's what I think about when I see this high schoolish face with old ears.
This player baby truly looks...
player baby?
It's a player baby. Two players to make one person.
Oh, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Get it? Like a player baby.
I thought you were going with how young they looked and you called them baby.
Well, that too. Yeah. I mean, they look so young with old
so
man ears.
So it's dual meaning.
It's a dual meeting.
So is it Kevin McDermott or Jeff Locke?
Don't know that part.
Well, we will shall find out. Okay, well, I think it is Blair Walsh and it is Jeff Locke.
They almost sort of resemble each other, like in a brother way.
Yes, they do.
They could be brothers or cousins.
They kind of do look like brothers. So you're going to see these two guys play Words with Teammates for their favorite charity.